Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we're talking about so many different things here on the show tonight. But specifically right now, we're talking about cool sculpting. That is the word du jour that we've been hearing for the last several months, if not over a year. And Dr. Monk actually has a cool sculpting clinic happening at his clinic at the end of the month on April 27th. And I'll give you more information about that coming up in just a sec. But before the break, Ronnie, we were talking about cool sculpting in general. And I did want to ask a couple of more questions with regards to the zones, the different areas that you actually work on. So if someone is listening at home right now, what can you help them with?
So the best candidates for cool sculpting really are people that are at their goal weight, or, you know, thinner people that have basically areas where, despite the diet, the exercise, they cannot get rid of that fat. So love handles is a big area we treat. Bellies, like I said, mommy tummies post C-section, post delivery, very, very popular. A lot of backs we treat. So people just have these pockets under their bras, little bulges of fat there that they can't get rid of. We do a lot of arms. You know, there's a great new handpiece that just came out and got approved in Canada for treating the bulge on the arms. You know, people have that flabby skin in their arms. So cool sculpting is great for that too.
Okay.
Surprisingly, we do a lot of above knee.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Very good for that little pocket there.
Yeah.
Thighs, inner and outer thighs, even double chins we do with cool sculpting. So really anywhere there's fat that's amenable to being, you know, tugged at, pinched at, or even if it's tighter fat like on the thighs, it's amenable to cool sculpting.
But someone who is, you know, I would say, you know, fairly overweight, this is not a weight loss tool.
It is absolutely not a weight loss tool, and you don't lose much weight with cool sculpting. You may lose a couple pounds, but it's really not meant for that. You know, I mentioned that it's mainly for thinner people at their goal weight, but that's not entirely true. We also have a handpiece called the debulk handpiece, where it really does an amazing job at debulking a significant amount of fat. And that's meant for people that have larger pockets and that need to lose weight, aren't at their goal weight, and just need kind of help getting there.
Okay.
So the difference between that and the sculpting handpieces are the sculpting handpieces are much smaller and are really meant to contour the body and sculpt it, whereas the debulking handpiece is meant for somebody with much more, for example, stomach and tummy, where we can really get a lot of fat into that machine. And actually one treatment with that makes an amazing difference at flattening the tummy.
And you said when you are finished the treatment specifically, like, because it is on kind of like a vacuum in a way.
Yeah.
Do all the different zones sort of come out, like you said, looking like a stick of butter, like where it needs to be massaged? So that's the shape no matter where, pretty much?
They do. But as soon as you massage it in and you massage it down, it goes back in.
Okay.
It's the massage for that 2-minute massage post cooling where it all evens out and it gives you a beautiful result.
Okay.
Now that being said, if somebody does a debulk zone and they really, we freeze a large zone on their abdomen, it's not unusual for it to settle after 2 or 3 months when we start to see the real results.
Okay.
That there's a few little areas that still need sculpting.
Okay.
So that's where we've really been able to achieve the best results, is doing multiple sessions, exactly.
Okay.
And stacking the sessions. So the first session, for example, will debulk. And then the second session, a few months later, will actually sculpt those areas that still have a few pockets. And the end result is really incredible.
If you are going in for a specific area, let's say like a love handle or what have you, and you do a treatment, do you then, like, how long do you have to wait before another treatment? Is it like 2 weeks? Or
you start to see results at about a month.
Okay.
So usually we'll tell people to wait at least 2 to 3 months before we do their second session.
Okay.
So that we can start to see those results and see where we need to reapply those applicators.
Okay.
That being said, what we love to do in my clinic is combine cool sculpting with body effects.
Okay.
So you mentioned body effects before.
Mm-hmm.
And body effects is also a body contouring technology, but it's the opposite of cool sculpting.
Okay.
So as opposed to freezing the fat, we heat the fat with radio frequency.
Oh, wow.
And it's so interesting because you could actually kill those fat cells both ways. Either you heat them or you cool them. But what body effects does is, at the same time as it's killing the fat, it's significantly tightening the collagen in the skin. So for people with a lot of skin looseness and laxity, when we combine the Cool Sculpting with the Body FX, the results are very similar to surgical type results without any downtime at all.
Oh, wow.
It's really incredible. But it's a bit different because Body FX, you really do need more sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cool Sculpting, oftentimes it's one or two treatments, whereas with Body FX, in my clinic, we usually do 6 sessions. We do them once per week. We do them in between your Cool Sculpting sessions.
Wow.
But after 3 months of a combo Cool Sculpting Body FX, I mean, you can really expect the best of the best in terms of results non-invasively.
Wow. And I did want to ask you, I guess with regards to Cool Sculpting, after the session is done, is the skin loose in that area? Like, does it tighten up again on its own? Like, how does that work?
That's a big concern of everybody treating, because obviously you get rid of the fat, mm-hmm. what's left. And it's so interesting that most of the time, people get a very nice rebound tightening from Cool Sculpting. So it's not meant to tighten the skin,
mm-hmm.
but what we see clinically is that people do tighten their skin. And I've yet to see somebody get rid of their fat and result in loose skin. What happens with Cool Sculpting is when those fat cells die, that induces quite a bit of inflammation.
Oh.
So that's why I said sometimes people can be a bit sore for maybe a day, 2 days, 3 days. That's because of the inflammatory process going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that inflammation will lead to skin tightening.
Okay.
When we feel in my office that we can't get as much tightening as we want, that's when we usually go for skin tightening devices like Body FX or another radio frequency device to significantly tighten the skin to add that to the Cool Sculpting.
Do some people work better with the Body FX using the heat versus the cold? Like how do you determine that?
That's a really great question. The main thing with Cool Sculpting is the handpiece is big. You know, so you really, if you're a really small person and you just have a tiny little bulge, you actually might not be a great candidate for Cool Sculpting. You really have to have an amount of fat that can be suctioned into that machine. If you don't have it, you're not a candidate. Whereas Body FX can be done on even small zones. So for sure, there's patients that will qualify better for one treatment over the other.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do, where I've seen the best results, is really combining both of them. Because, you know, each of them is about 25 to 30% effective at getting rid of the fat in that given zone. And I find when you really combine the two technologies together, we get 50 to 60% fat reduction. So it's really cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like a lot, like you get rid of 25 to 30% of the fat. But when you're actually sculpting the body and you're dealing with a small little pocket, that amount of fat reduction is quite significant. So if you could get that with Cool Sculpting and you could get 50 to 60 combining technologies, I mean, I love combining technologies because it works better and because we tighten at the same time. And like I said, you get this surgical contouring without any downtime.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you. With regards to the Body FX, and I know you mentioned that you use radio frequency. Is that a concern at all? Like, or is that all just fine?
Radio frequency is super safe. And actually, the Body FX technology is fantastic because the big issue with radio frequency in the past was burning the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously it's heat, and so there are risks of burning. What's nice about the Body FX technology is that there's a sensor in the technology such that when you reach your target temperature, which is about 41, 42 degrees Celsius, so that's the temperature where really you get the collagen remodeling and the tightening and all that and the fat reduction, it cuts off. So you can never overheat. So that's super important because when you use RF or radio frequency devices and you overheat, you can burn and then you get bigger problems.
Right.
But when it cuts off, I've never had an issue with any of these technologies. It's so incredible how the technology is always advancing and making it safer and safer and safer for us to use. So I have zero concerns about using radio frequency in my patients.
And the fact is, you've actually tried Cool Sculpting. Have you tried the Body FX as well?
I have.
Okay.
I combined it with.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It's funny. On myself, I treated my love handles and I used Cool Sculpting. And then 3 months later, I was very impressed with the results. I had great results, but I wanted a bit more tightening. So I did 6 sessions of Body FX and now I think it looks really good.
Wow. Yeah. I have to say, you look in great shape. That's for sure. I don't want your wife mad at me. Just a comment. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk, though, and if you are, again, interested in his Cool Sculpting event, which is taking place April 27th at his clinic from noon until 7 o'clock, very simple. You should actually reach out to them, his team at the cosmetic line, which is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757, because spaces are limited. So it would be great if you actually, you know, booked your reservation or reserved your spot, I should say. And Ronnie, just quickly, there are going to be, the team's going to be there. You can meet the team. You can learn more about Cool Sculpting at the event itself.
For sure. We're all there, and my nurses are there to do consultations and to educate you more about what we do and what we believe in.
Perfect. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJD. Much more coming up. And again, if you have any questions, don't forget to reach out to him, 514-937-2757.